Good morning again.
Thank God for blessing us to be here today, and thank God for his goodness to us. Since we last met, we thank God for all that he has done for us, and thank God for allowing us to get an extra hour of sleep this morning. Yes. Thank God for bringing in the children, and he's been good to us. And for all that we've gone through this week, we thank God that he has shown his grace and his mercy to us. Amen. And his loving kindness most of all. Let us look to the Lord before we begin our service. We always want to usher him in. We know he's been present. The Spirit of the Lord's been present with us today already. But we always want to honor him and everything that we do so that he gets the glory out of our lives. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we once again want to thank you for allowing us another privilege and opportunity to call upon your name. Thank you, Lord God, for all your blessings, your manifold blessings this day, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we don't take it for granted because we just want to thank you, dear Lord, that you allowed us to rise this morning with a reasonable portion of health and strength and well-being. You allowed us, dear Heavenly Father, to have the activity and use of our limbs. And you blessed us, Lord, dear Father, with a mind that has stayed on thee, and we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord God, as far as we know, each and every one of our loved ones are still in the land of the living. For this, we want to thank you. We want to praise you. We want to honor you. Father, we thank you for all the saints who have gathered here in this sanctuary this morning. We thank you for your blessings upon them, dear Father. Good to see Sister Regina out today, Lord God. Know that she's been dealing with some things, some issues in her body, dear Father, but we thank you, Lord, she's here, and it's good to see her beautiful smile upon her face. I ask that you continue to look down upon her with favor, Lord God. Continue to bless her and strengthen her, Lord God. Father, thank you for Sister Carol likewise being here, Lord God, and ask your continued blessings upon her. And Sister Holmes, Lord God, we thank you for her, dear Father. Ask you continue, bless her, dear Heavenly Father. Be your guide, be your direction, be the strength she so desperately stands in need of. And Father, then we look out and we see Brother Man, dear Father, who's here, dear Heavenly Father, faithful, Lord God. You said faithful unto death, you give us a crown of righteousness. And these older saints have been faithful, dear Heavenly Father, and we thank you for that and ask that you would continue to remember Brother Man in a special way. Remember his companion, Sister Man, dear Father. We ask that you would continue to look in upon her, Lord God, not feeling well in her body, but we know that you're able to do all things but fail. Father, remember all those who may be still on their way. Sister Lily and Lord, we haven't seen her as of yet, but we ask that you would bless her and be with her, Lord God, and remember others who are traveling here to the house of the Lord. We ask that you would grant traveling mercies, keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, and please, Lord, in the name of Jesus, allow no accidents to befall them. Father, we ask likewise that you remember all the saints, their Heavenly Father, who downstairs working with the children, Lord God, Sister Lawrenceine, Lord God, and Brother Maurice, their Heavenly Father, as they give the children something to eat between services, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that the children were here bright and early this morning, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing them out, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, even for Brother Javier being online, dear Father. We miss seeing him here in the sanctuary, Lord God, but we just ask that you would continue to bless him, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you remember those who are manning the door, the ushers, Lord God, and ask that you would bless them as they usher those who are coming into the house of God. We ask likewise you to remember our officer, Officer Todd, dear Father. We thank you for him and pray, Lord God, that you would watch over him, dear Heavenly Father, dear Lord, out in the parking lot. Realize how sad of a time in which we live, dear Father, where we have to hire an officer, Lord God, to watch our cars while we're in the house of God, dear Lord. But these are the times in which we live, and so, Lord, we just ask that you would bless and be with him, Lord God. Father, we ask likewise that you remember Sister Melita and Brother Pierre as they man the media, Lord God, and ask that you would bless them, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for them and ask that you would continue to look down upon them with favor, Lord God, as they call in those who, dear Father, who are calling in to listen, dear Heavenly Father, to hear your word. And thank you, Lord God, for each and every one that is online, dear Father. We thank you, Lord God, to hear how many call in, dear Father, to hear the word of God. And we just ask that you would bless them, dear Father. And if there's any, Lord, that are listening in that do not know thee and the free pardon of their sins, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would speak peace to their soul, dear Father. Help them, Lord, to know that time is winding up. We are sitting here at November the 7th, 2021. Dear Heavenly Father, we're almost to the close of another year. None of us know whether we'll make the end of this year or not. But now you said the day that you hear your voice, it is the day, it's acceptable time of salvation. So help those, Lord God, who may not know thee yet in the free pardon of their sins to step out in faith and believe that you are able to do all things but fail them. Father, we ask likewise that you remember our country, our world, and the condition in which it is in. We pray, Lord God, much for our president and all of our leaders, Lord God, and Congress, dear Heavenly Father. Pray even for our local governments, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for mayors and governors, Lord God, and police officers, dear Heavenly Father. Praying for those who are working in the emergencies, dear Heavenly Father. Hospitals, Lord God. Nurses, dear Father. Doctors, dear Father. Anesthesiologists, dear Lord. All of them, dear Father. We're lifting them up to you, dear Heavenly Father. We realize we're in some terrible times right now. We have a disease, Lord God, that's running through the land. And Father, they need our prayers, dear Father. As we were coming in this morning, Lord God, across the street, Rose, Lord God, she spoke out, dear Heavenly Father, and she said that Rob is back in the hospital again, Lord God. So we ask that you remember him, dear Father. Help him to remember the things that he was taught when he was coming to the house of God. Help him, Lord, to remember first and foremost, Lord God, his soul, dear Heavenly Father. He's been in and out, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, you're speaking to him. You've got him down now, Lord God. And so we ask in the name of Jesus that you will allow, Lord God, these prayers to reach your throne on his behalf. Have, and that he will reach out, dear Heavenly Father, to be saved. Yes. Father, we just ask that you would continue to bless and lead, guide, and direct. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Blake being here this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for how you have blessed her, Lord God. We see she has an ailment in her body, dear Father, but Lord, that didn't stop her from being here, dear Father. She still pressed her way to be out to the house of the Lord. We ask that you would touch her in her foot, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless her, dear Lord. Lord, if she needs to sit down, allow her to be able to sit down, Lord God, and allow her not to think that anything of it, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord, we understand, dear Father, she's suffering in her foot, Lord God. And so we just ask that you would bless, dear Father, and heal to your glory and to your honor. Father, likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Millicent as she leads the devotional service. We thank you for this dear sister and ask that you would bless her body, spirit, mind, and soul. Thank you, Lord, for taking her through this week, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you would continue to bless in all things that are said and done this day. Father, we thank you, dear Father, for our Sunday school. Thank you for our Sunday school superintendent. Thank you for the lesson, Lord God, on the Holy Spirit, dear Heavenly Father. We just thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done, dear Father, all that we've heard today thus far. Lord, we give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, dear Father. The privilege, Lord God, of being able to serve you this day. Father, now have thine own way. Remember all the saints of God. We say a special prayer this morning on behalf of Sister Margaret Johnson, dear Father, Sister Margie, dear Father. Lord, she is suffering in her body, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, on Friday night, we listened to her in the service there in Zanesville, Lord God. And Lord, she's suffering with Alzheimer's, dear Father. So we ask in the name of Jesus that you reach down and touch our dear sister, Lord God. She is so faithful. She's so loving. She's so kind, dear Heavenly Father. She's always reaching out to make sure we're here, Wayne Avenue, are doing good, and also the congregation in Zanesville is doing good. Father, we pray for this dear soul, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless her, Lord God. Be with her, Lord God. We know you're able to heal her, dear Heavenly Father. Help her, Lord, not to throw in the towel, dear Father, so to speak, but help her, Lord God, to reach out in faith, knowing that you are God and beside thee there is none other, that you've made provisions in your word for healing, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord God, let her be anointed in prayer, dear Heavenly Father. And you said the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So our prayers, Lord God, are on her behalf, that she would be touched and healed in her body. Father, we just want to thank you and praise you, Lord God, for all that you have done and all that thou art doing and going to do on our behalf. Remembering Brother Jackson, Lord God, we thank you for him. Brother Levester, ask your blessings upon him and Brother Maurice and Brother Robert as the trustees, Lord God. We just thank you for them and thank you for all the work that they do here in the house of God. Thank you, Lord God, even for the Tuesday intercessory prayer, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, how you met us here, dear Heavenly
Father, how you were with us, Lord God, in the service. And likewise, we're going to thank you, Lord God, in advance for even on this coming Saturday, if you allow us to see it, the turkey giveaway, Lord God. We are ready, dear Heavenly Father, to send out, to give the message, the word of God out, dear Father, not only the natural food, but the spiritual food likewise, so that souls, dear Heavenly Father, will know it's more important, dear Father, to be spiritually right than to have your bellies full, dear Father, of natural food. Father, we just ask that you would bless in our endeavors. We pray, Lord God, that each and everything that we do will be done to your glory and to your honor. Remember us today. We ask that you do the preaching, the praying, the singing, dear Heavenly Father, and that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen.
In your bulletin, you should have a song, Make Me a Servant. Make Me a Servant.
We all want to be a servant of the Lord and do what he would have us to do and to be. Make me a servant. Thank you. Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak and make the prayer of my heart.
God, glory to God, our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost, our Comforter. Mm-hmm. We understand we can't be a servant of God except through the Spirit of God. There are many people try to do many things, but they're just doing.
Yeah.
They're not living. Mm-hmm. We understand that we have to have a life in Christ Jesus before we can truly be a servant of God. We thank God for, amen, rendering to us his great salvation.
Amen.
Giving honor to Pastor Jenkins this morning and thanking God for her, for his blessings upon her. Thanking God for the opening prayer and knowing that God has been with her even on last week and is with her even today. And so we just thank God. We know that he is with her and he is with us as we've come together in his name. And so glad to see each one here today. And as Pastor Jenkins prayed, all those that we've been praying for, those have been on our prayer list, and
We're just so thankful, and so thankful to see Sister Regina, knowing that, you know, there are times when, even when in affliction, we have to press our way on. And so we know that God will give grace and strength to do that. And we're just so glad to see you today. And truly, I've been praying for you and pray for Sister Holmes, thanking God for his goodness to you and thanking God for seeing Brother Mann and knowing that Brother Mann wakes up early in the morning and with the saints on his mind. And he's praying for each and every one, even when he wakes up in pain. He's praying for everybody else and praying for those that might be in pain. And I told him that when he woke up and he was praying for all the saints and praying for me, I told him, well, his prayer wrapped its arms around me because I woke up in pain in my foot. And I just thank God for that he's blessing and trusting him to continue to bless and heal. Thank God. My mind often goes to Sister Carol, and I'll be at home praying for her hip, thanking God for what he has done, praying for her hip and her heat, and knowing that the Lord, he's, yes, and the Lord is touching both, and praying that, you know, that old hip doesn't go out at some inconvenient moment, and knowing that God's able to build her up and strengthen her. Just thanking God. Mentioned Sister Smith, your name came up in when we were teaching our Sunday school lesson downstairs. And we're just thanking God for what he's doing for you as well. And just thanking God for his goodness and just for each one that's here, Brother Jackson and his family and Sister Millicent, and just thanking God for his blessings and touch on her. You know, those back in the media room, thanking God. I think about the Sister Melita and her hip from time to time and pray for her as well. And just thanking God for his goodness. And I often think, have many times, a prayer request that Sister Millicent makes. I just thank him. I just thank God. Amen. It takes you to, and we really have to know him to thank him in a way that he'll receive. And so we just thank God this morning. Amen. For his goodness. Amen. Praying for those, again, who might be on their way, the Belton family and others who may be pressing. I know Sister Jenkins prayed for Sister Lillian as well, but all those who might be on their way, we just thank God. Amen. Our responsive reading is found in Isaiah chapter 35, Isaiah 35, verses 8 through 10. Amen. Thank the Lord. Isaiah chapter 35, verses 8 through 10. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Thank God for his word. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for answering prayers. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Praise him. Again, Isaiah chapter 35, verses 8 through 10. Beginning with verse 8. And an highway shall be there, and a way. And it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein.
No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there.
Verse 10 together. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Praise God. Praise our God. What more could you want?
Amen.
Amen. What a glorious, glorious promise. Amen. And something that I saw today, that even when we read this passage of Scripture in Isaiah 35, 8 through 10, I saw today that I didn't see last week when we read it. And that verse 8 says, and it shall be called the way of holiness. And notice, the is capitalized. The way of holiness. Amen. Amen. And that's not the beginning of a sentence. That's right in the middle of a sentence. The way of holiness. We know that everything that has to do with the Lord Jesus Christ is capitalized.
Amen.
Everything that has to do with God is capitalized. Even the personal pronouns, we capitalize. Amen. We thank God for this way of holiness. Amen. At this time, we thank God for his eternal word. Amen. How we can read his promises, read his word, and have joy in our hearts.
Amen.
Amen. For what has already transpired in our hearts and minds and lives, and what is yet to come.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. You know, we often sing that song, no matter what happens, he will care for me. No matter what happens to me, his mighty hand will enable me to stand, no matter what happens to me. And so we thank God. We know that we can have the confidence in him. We know that we can pour out our cares, our afflictions, our burdens to him, knowing that he is able at all times to do all things.
Amen.
So we'll ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer, either by uplifted hand or by word of mouth. Yes, Sister Webb. Amen. Amen.
And this cycle for every morning, this will bring a strong presence, you know, of God.
Amen.
Just to lift my family in prayer, just thankful because I was training, and we were on Sunday listening, so we're done with all the training. It went sort of well. We fully kind of staffed up there now. We have like several shifts, actually three shifts, so I was helping out getting some new people put in place, but it was just kind of rough. The harsh attitude, you know, a lot of the non-believers and a lot of caught in the political system instead of really studying the word of God to find out exactly what you say about all of this. It's already been
yes.
So just remind those that, you know, God is in control. We can be just spiritually fed and satisfied if we stay in the Word.
Amen.
You know, continuously long enough. So
amen.
Just remember in prayer, like I said, I participate in the prevention to have an ambush of tyrants. I thought about it.
Yeah.
So just remember that me, I'm thinking about it in one. The love and understanding.
Amen. 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 God bless you.
Praying for you. Amen.
Amen. Sister Regina.
Thank you for your prayers. My ups and my downs. I'm blessed. Remember me this week. I have a lot going on in my apartment complex.
Amen.
Sounds like a lot of movement. A lot of love.
Amen. Amen. God will give you the strength. Amen.
Sister Blake, I ask that you would continue to remember my cousin, Sister Silmarie Harrison. She is still in, but she said mentally she's doing much better, she said. And so just remember her much in prayer. And likewise, there was someone else, but it's Gabe. Oh, remember Sister Margie. Special prayer and the saints in Zanesville. I was on listening to the service on Friday night. Remember mm-hmm. them much in prayer. Brother and Sister Scott continue to hold them up in prayer likewise. And mm-hmm. likewise, all of us and all who are calling in and listening. Sister Sandy, remember a special way, Sister Carolyn, because she is really suffering in her body. Mm-hmm. So remember her and remember Monty Johnson, his family. Just remember them all in prayer.
Amen.
A lot of prayer requests.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Sister Smith. Listen, said he'd give you power to do that he has for you to do. So just trust in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Other requests?
Like I want to apologize too. I just received to Brother Monty
he said that he's saved, and for, you know, and I, when I could remember him in prayer, no offense to him whatsoever, so I apologize. Remember Brother Monty, don't want to call him out Monty, but Brother Monty in prayer. And likewise, remember the lost.
Amen. 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 Sister Holmes. Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for you, Sister Holmes. Praise our God. Yes, please continue to pray for me in my affliction. Word says this is a light affliction. If this is the worst thing, the gout in my foot's the worst thing that ever happens to me, then I will have been blessed beyond measure. So, but just continue to pray for me. A lot of the swelling has gone down. I still can't put a shoe on it, but it doesn't hurt nearly like it did. So I thank God for that. And so just continue to remember me in prayer.
Mr. Blake, I too thank the Lord for his many blessings for my procedure on Thursday with my tooth. The Lord blessed, got me through. I think they gave me a little too much gas, and the guy said at one point they were calling my name and I wasn't responding, and so they shut the gas off and they just finished it with oxygen. So I just truly thank the Lord that he gave them wisdom to shut it off totally. But remember me, and I thank the Lord because I did have a slight headache the rest of that day. Just thanking for his many blessings, his care, and his watchful eye over us all the time. And the whole time I was there, the Lord was giving me songs. I was singing songs and praying. But I tell you, I could see things just flashing so quickly before me, but they said they believe they had turned it up too. Well, I'm saying I believe they turned it up too high. I just truly thank the Lord for his keeping grace and his mercy. And just continue to remember me much in prayer, because at some time I have to go back once they finish the tooth and so they can put one back in. So I just truly thank the Lord for his many blessings. So continue to remember me and hold me up in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord.
And let's remember the family of the young lady that was killed the high speed, and her and the ones that were trampled at that concert. Let's remember those families who have lost those loved ones.
Yes.
Sin is rampant.
Yes. Sin is rampant. Death is real.
Death is real. Yes, it is.
And people don't seem to want to think so, but it's real. It is appointed in the Bible, appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. So we pray. That's why we pray. That's why we're praying for lost souls.
Amen.
Amen. Are there other requests?
If you remember him, he thinks that he needs to step down from being a red coat and all the opposition to the customers. So there's a job that has presented itself. So if you remember him, he's put in for it. He said for his health and his feet away from the customers. He put in that downstairs in the bad section and with the bags and stuff. That's what he needs to do. Just try out the full capacity of Atlanta. But also, forgive me, I have an unspoken request, and I yesterday felt awful, but I feel much better this morning. So thank you for your prayer.
Hey, thank God. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Tony. Yes. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Giving God the glory for his healing touch. Amen. And we thank God too because of the love. Even our Sunday school lesson said the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost is given unto us. And so as you said, the one Sunday with it's and other saints have done something, if you're coughing, something like that, Now, we don't want to subject the other saints. And that's the love that we have one for another. And so we thank God. We thank God for the love that he put in you for because we consider one another. Yes, Brother Tony.
Mm-hmm. See where that bridge going across the river is out of
justice. Amen. 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 My Lord. My Lord. Yes. Amen. Are there any other requests? Brother Byron. Amen. Amen. All general requests. Amen. We all need the Lord. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask Sister Webb, would you be able to come forward and render prayer?
Amen.
And is there anyone who has a special request on their heart can come and bow? Because we believe that the Lord is able. You can come and stand, talk to the Lord. You can bow, talk to the Lord. However the Spirit of God leads. We want the Spirit of God to be free in us. And so after the hymn of meditation, we'll ask if Sister Webb would take us to the throne of grace.
Amen.
Shall we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 505?
Yes.
505. And worship the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Humble yourself to walk with God. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
If you would have the dear Savior from heaven, walk by
Humble yourself to walk with God. Humble yourself and the Lord will draw near you. Humble yourself and his presence shall cheer you. He will not walk with the proud or the scornful. Humble yourself to walk with God.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Mr. Webb, if you would
come to praise
so we God. So we can hear you, if you would mind coming to the microphone.
Amen.
So that we can hear you.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Lord bless.
Amen. Yes, I would like to thank you, a kind and gracious Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Thank you for this day. Thank you for the many blessings that you have given us. Thank you for the strength, the power, and the glory.
Amen.
Thank you for letting everyone here channel their energy into the spirit realm that you want us to do and to be strong and strengthened in your word. We thank you for saving us, and we thank you for just having us to pour out our heart to you in time of need. We want to give praise and honor to you, each one of us, Father God, Jesus Christ, Lord and Jesus Christ, because we know that we beckon upon you and we call upon you. You always, usually, if we're faithful and just and true, you will answer us or give us an answer. It may not be directly when we want it, but we know that we pray enough, stay in your word enough. So we ask our kind and gracious Heavenly Father to continue to remember all those that are sick and afflicted, all those who shut in, all those, you know, by the highways and byways that maybe cannot get here or get into the house of the Lord. But we know that as we fellowship and as we on our jobs or just shopping, wherever we be, Father God, we ask you to strengthen us and quicken our spirit to help someone.
Amen.
If we see someone in need, you know, a fresh kind word, a fresh smile.
Amen.
So we want to be able to strengthen ourselves, but also to remember all those that are in need. And I would like to remember, Father God, to remember all the saints here, remember all their requests, their needs and their families. And we continue to pour out our heart to you.
Amen.
And ask for your goodness and gracious. And we're going to continue to steady your word, stay in your word.
Amen.
And we ask for you to, where we fall short, we ask that, you know, you quicken us and you will be able to know that we may need help in areas.
Amen.
So we ask for the goodness and the patience that you have to help us along.
Amen.
So as we continue to stay faithful,
amen,
to fellowship with one another,
amen,
to come in the house of the Lord, we're definitely when we can. And we're going to continue to pray for all those who are online,
yeah,
listening in that can't be here. Because,
yeah,
Father God, I was one of those doing other things in the workforce. And I thank you enough to for you to understand that those things happen. But I'm still, you know, loving you and wanting to study and be in the house of the Lord with the saints.
Amen.
So as we continue to go on our way here and continue with Sister Pastor Jenkins, continue, and Sister Blake, giving us encouragement and strength, we want to continue to pour out our heart and for them and everyone else here today. So as we do it, we're going to remember to do it in our reigning King Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Praise our God.
Thank you.
Yes. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God for giving power in prayer.
Amen.
Amen. I'm before you to lift the morning offering. This is the first Sunday in November. Time is just moving along. We're looking at down in our Sunday school class. We're on the 10th lesson. Today was the 10th lesson in this quarterly. And there's only 13 in it. So we just thank God. That just lets us know we can feed on the Word of God and can just continue to feed on the Word of God.
Amen.
So we just thank God for blessing us, allowing us, as Brother Tony said, to see this beautiful day. This being the first Sunday of the month, the special offering for today is for benevolence. And so that offering may be placed in the center plate, and your tithes and other offerings may be placed in the plates on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the foregoing prayers, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able to answer each and every one, dear God. And Lord, we even know, dear God, that you're able to answer spoken requests and unspoken requests, dear Father, because you know, Lord, the thoughts and intents of our heart. And so, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, because we know that you are a prayer-answering God, dear Father. And so, Lord, we come to you in faith, dear God, knowing, Lord, that you will, Lord, supply all of our needs, dear God. Lord, you have supplied our needs, dear Father, so that we are able, Lord, to bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, dear God. And, Lord, we have no fear, dear God, to know, dear God, that when we bring in our tithes and offerings, dear God, you're going to bless those. And, Lord, you're going to bless the other 90%, dear God, that you allow us to be stewards over, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would give us wisdom, dear Father, even over the use, Lord, of the tithes and offerings that are brought into your storehouse. And Lord, give us wisdom, dear God, even over those funds, dear God, that you provide for us to care for our households and our families, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, we need wisdom, dear Father, that comes from thee, dear God. Lord, we don't want to be foolhardy, dear Father, even in our own finances, dear God. And so, Lord, we look to you, dear God. We're going to acknowledge you in all of our ways, dear Father, not lean to our own understanding. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each gift and bless each giver and use both to your glory and to your honor. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I have a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. The message unto you I'll give. Is recorded in his word, hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. Look and live.
Look and live,
my brother, live.
Look and live.
Look to Jesus now and live. Is recorded in his word, hallelujah. It is that you look and live. I've a message full of love, hallelujah, a message, oh my friend, for you. 'Tis a message from above, hallelujah, Jesus said it and I know it's true.
Look and live.
Look and live. Look to Jesus now and live. Is recorded in his word, hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. Life is offered unto you, hallelujah. Eternal life thy soul shall have. If you'll only look Jesus, who alone can save. Look and live, my brother.
Jesus, now and live. Tis recorded in his word, hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. I will tell you how I came, hallelujah, to Jesus when he made me whole. 'Twas believing on his name, hallelujah, I trusted and he saved my soul. Recorded in his word, hallelujah, it is only that you look and live. Look and live, look and live, my brother, live, look to Jesus, now and live. It's recorded in his word, hallelujah, it is only that you look
and live. Praise God. Amen.
Deeper.
Praise God. Deeper. Deeper in the love of Jesus.
Amen.
Deeper, let us go.
Amen. Amen. Praise our God.
Deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus, baby, let me go. Higher, higher in the soul of wisdom, more of grace to know. Higher every day, and wiser, blessed Lord.
wiser lesson in thy precious holy word. Oh, deeper yet I pray, deeper yet I pray, and higher every day, higher every day, and wiser, blessed Lord. Wiser, blessed Lord, in thy precious holy word.
Amen. Deeper and higher.
Deeper and higher.
Amen. Deeper yet I pray. And higher every day. And wiser, blessed Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. That's what we wanted, to get closer to God. We've got to go deeper and higher. Thank God for his goodness. Through his word, he allows us to do just that. We can go just as deep and just as high as we have a desire to go.
Amen.
Amen. And the Lord won't stop us.
Amen.
Amen. In his word. Amen. Shall we stand? Thank God for his goodness. Amen. 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 Thank God for the choir. Thank God for Sister Millicent. Amen. Sister Carol, we thank God for them. Amen. We've been singing praises to God and talking to God in prayer, but now it's time for us to hear from his eternal word. And we want to give just as much attention, if not even more, to his precious word preached in the Spirit, power of the Spirit. So let us look to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
Praying for our dear pastor. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for, Lord, all that our hearts have felt and all that our ears have heard, dear God, even all that our hearts have heard, dear God. For, Lord, we want to hear from the heart, dear God, all that you say to us through your Spirit. Lord, we're praying, dear God, for your anointing, dear God, to be upon Pastor Jenkins. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give her, Lord, power from on high to declare your eternal word, Lord, even for the good of our souls. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, each soul, dear God, that hears your word. Lord, for those who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that your Spirit would go forth, dear God, convicting, dear God, where necessary, dear Father. Lord, we know that godly sorrow worketh repentance, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. And so, Lord, we're praying, Lord, for those lost souls, dear God, because we don't want them, Lord, to have to suffer the sorrow of the world, dear God, Lord, which only ends in death. Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that you would speak to hearts, dear God, through your word and through your maidservant this morning. Dear God, we pray, dear Father, Lord, that your word, dear God, would accomplish that for which you send it. And help us, dear God, to be strengthened, dear God, and encouraged in your word, dear God. Open our hearts and open our minds, dear Father, to receive all that you are sending to us, Lord, through your Spirit. And, Lord, we'll give you glory and praise for it all. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, we truly thank God for another privilege and opportunity to gather in his name. We thank God for all who are listening in, and it's good to see some of the saints we haven't seen, and good to know that God is still in control. Amen. Thank God for the prayers. Thank God for the prayer he gave Sister Webb, and she said, Lord, she said, quicken us when we fall short. My, my, my. You know, that's something when you can ask God to quicken us when we fall short. We want you, Lord God, to, whenever we may fall short, we don't want you to remove your Spirit from us. Amen?
Amen.
But we want you, dear Heavenly Father, to show us what we need to do to make sure we're right with you. Amen?
Amen.
Thank God for you, sis, and thank God for the beautiful prayer he gave you, and just thank God for all the saints of God, and truly we are blessed to have a Heavenly Father that loves us, and that we can pray to him, and we know he hears and answers our prayers.
Yeah.
I trust you have your Bibles with you today, and for those who are listening even in on the internet, do you have your Bibles and a writing instrument to write down some of the scriptures as we get going? We thank God for the Word of God and the Spirit of God. We know we're on part two of our sermon from last Lord's Day. We would like to go back to Isaiah, the 30th chapter, verse 21, to get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share. Mm-hmm. Giving honor, I meant to say to Sister Blake, please excuse me. Giving honor to her, we thank God for Sister Blake and her faithfulness, and just ask God's continued blessings be upon her, especially touching and healing her in her body. Isaiah 30, verse 21, Lord bless. Amen. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it when ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue our thoughts from last Lord's Day. On a highway, a way of holiness. Amen. A highway, a way of holiness. As we learned on last Lord's Day, holiness matters in every aspect of a believer's life. It is not something that we as Christians can opt out of being. Our Heavenly Father issued a command through Peter in 1 Peter, the first chapter, 15 through the 16th verse. And in that command, he said, be ye holy, because he is holy. Mm-hmm. And in our Sunday school lesson, we were reading this morning, and there was a lot of things in here that spoke to us concerning us being holy. In order for us to be able to receive the Holy Spirit of God. Some of the things that it said that Jesus promised, one whom the world cannot receive, would dwell with you and shall be in you. The commentator said the temple of God is holy. The Spirit's presence keeps his dwelling holy. And he went on to say, the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Our bodies are made as a place for God to live. And all those he lets in, his temple must be holy. It is sin to defile the temple. The Spirit cannot stay where there are impure and sinful acts or thoughts. He lives in people to lead them. He is there to help them keep from sinning. He is there to help them do as God wants them to do. He gives us power to live holy. And I thank God for the Sunday school teachers downstairs, Sister Blake. I thank God for all the teachers, but for Sister Blake and Sister Millicent. Sister Blake this morning asked our young people, what are some of the things that you could have within you where the Holy Spirit will not come and dwell within. And the things that our young people said, the things that our young people are understanding. And then Sister Blake, she relayed to them concerning an incident that happened in our country this the past week or the week before, where an NFL player was driving 156 miles per hour, and he had been alcohol in his system, and end up killing an innocent 23-year-old woman. And Sister was saying to them, this is something that was dwelling inside of him, where he had placed something inside of him where the Spirit of the Lord could not dwell. You see, it's a serious matter to say that you're on the highway of holiness and living like the devil. That's right. See, don't let anyone tell you that holiness does not matter. Yes, it does. Yes. Amen. Holiness matters because holiness is necessary in order to get into heaven to see Almighty God. Amen. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Hebrews 12, verse 14 says, follow peace with all men and holiness without, which no man shall see the Lord. If we want to experience his peace in this life and his presence in our lives that Sister prayed about and his blessings along this way, we will have to walk in full obedience to his way of holiness. You see, just because we are on the highway of holiness, it does not exempt any of us from trials and tribulations. Our Heavenly Father never promised us that there would not be some turbulent time. Jesus said the opposite in the Word of God. He said in John 16:33, these words, he said, in this world ye shall have tribulation. You see, the enemy is still the same old enemy of our souls. Satan himself, he is still out to try to steal, to kill, and to destroy our walk with the Lord. But when we experience a trial, we've got to choose faith over fear and doubt and to put our trust in Almighty God. We've got to believe and act on the Word of God. When Jesus was tempted by the devil in Matthew, the fourth chapter, in the fourth verse in the wilderness, he responded to each temptation by quoting scripture. For example, when Satan urged Jesus to turn stones into bread, he quoted from Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, verse 3, where it says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You see, we can follow Jesus' example. And we can be successful in our spiritual warfare by proclaiming the truth of God's eternal word. Oh, saints of God, when we're faced with temptations, when we're faced with trials, we don't have to fold and give in to the enemy of our soul. We don't have to throw in the white flag, so to speak, or say, oh, I'm through. I can't go on for the Lord. No, we can fight on the good fight of faith and lay hold onto eternal salvation. As brother said during our Sunday school, the superintendent was saying to us, there are two spirits in this world, but the greatest spirit of all is Almighty God, the Holy Spirit of God. And the Holy Spirit of God is not going to allow us to be tempted or tried above what we are able. He's able to make a way of escape for you and I. The devil can't do anything to us that does not go through Almighty God in the first place. You think about when we talk about Job of old in the Word of God, and oftentimes many will go to Job and they'll say, oh, look what Job went through. But Job served Almighty God. Job didn't turn on God. He stayed right there as he was going through. He said in that word, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Have we settled it that way, saints of God? Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Oh, like sister said, some of the light afflictions that we might be going through, some of the things that we may be experiencing, they may be pressing us sore right now. You may say to me, Sister Renee, I'm having a hard time. I'm dealing with all of these trials and tribulations. But I say to you, there is nothing too hard for our Lord. My God is able to bring you through. My God is able to allow you to see the end and see the light of the dawning of a new day. Oh, you think about it, saints of God. I was thinking about Sister Carol. Oh, I know she's waiting for them to come and to fix her furnace. I was watching the news because I was thinking about the upcoming turkey giveaway on this coming Saturday, if the Lord allows us to see it. And I looked at the temperature, and they were saying we're getting ready to have a rise in the temperatures. And I said, praise be to Almighty God, because our dear sister is still waiting for her furnace to be fixed. You see, our God will make a way when there seems to be no other. How many know what I'm talking about? When you're not able to pay a bill,
Oh, somehow my God makes a way for that bill to be paid. When you don't have enough gas in the car, my God makes a way for you to be able to have gas in your car. How many know what I'm talking about? He has been there for us through thick and thin. He has been there when no one else has been there. Why? Because he told us in his word, he made you and I a promise. He said in Isaiah 43, he said in that second verse, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Do you believe God is with you right now? Saints of God. He said, and when you go through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God. Praise God this afternoon.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Yes, our God will be with us. Our God will carry us through. But saints of God, we've got to know how to fight in these last days in which we live in. You know, we are told in Ephesians, the 6th chapter and verse 17, it describes the word of God as the sword of the spirit. You see, that's the only offensive weapon in our spiritual armor. You got to have on the armor of Almighty God to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Jesus said in John 6:63, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. They are also the authority by which we can claim the promises of Almighty God. We are told in John 15, verse 7, if you abide in me, are you abiding in him this afternoon? And is his word abiding in you? Then if they are, he said, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Praise God. As we meditate on the truth of God's word, which is living and active, we can learn to effectively battle the enemy of our souls with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Remember, the word of God is our spiritual weapon in this spiritual warfare that you and I are in right now. We are now living a life worthy of God. Our code of honor, so to speak, is the Bible, which shows us the truth in order to glorify and honor Almighty God. Our lives now that we are saved should shine as lights on the lives of Satan. Why? Because Christ Jesus is the truth. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth that lives in you and I. And God's word is truth. Praise our Lord. The 119th division of Psalms, verse 160, says these words, thy word is true from the beginning. Do you believe that, saint?
Amen.
Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgment endureth forever. John 17, verse 17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true. You see, our old nature was committed to lies. And our new nature is committed to the truth of God's eternal word. This is why we need to put on the whole armor of God, that we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Let us not try and piecemeal the armor, but let us put it on. We left off on last Lord's Day with saying that the highway of holiness is the only way to the true God. And it is the only way to what the true God offers, and that is eternal life in him. You see, there's no other highway that leads us to him. Yes, there are many counterfeit highways in this world that are misleading souls that actually lead only to death. We're told in Proverbs 14, verse 12, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And we're seeing that right now in our world today. Amen. Saints of God. Amen. Oh, yes, there are obstacles to overcome in traveling on the highway of the King. What are you saying, Sister Renee? We are told these words in 2 Timothy 3, verse 12. It says there, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. God does not promise deliverance from persecution whatsoever, but he does promise that he will deliver us through them. Paul said this in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, these words. He said, there has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. Oh, did you notice that the temptation that might be bothering us is just a common one or a normal one? You see, all believers throughout time have had to resist temptation. But our God is so good, saints of God, that he will not let us experience anything for which he has not prepared you and I for. He has made a way for us to escape it, meaning he will give us the grace and power for us to endure through that temptation. How many know what I'm talking about? Oh, saints of God, we've got to want this power so that we can endure. We learned this in our Sunday school lesson this morning. The junior emphasis says in part that the Holy Spirit lives in the heart of believers. He helps us to keep from sin. He helps us to do God's work. You see, our trials and temptations come about to make us strong in our faith. And they're not there to weaken you and I, but they're there to make us strong. But one of the hardest things for many Christian believers today, when they're facing trials and tribulation, one of the hardest things is for them to cry out to Almighty God. Did we ever think that perhaps the reason God allows us to go through some of these things we're going through is so that he can bring us to the point where we realize we must depend on him and no one else?
Amen.
You see, this salvation is not about doing it all alone. No, that's why Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. You see, he alone must become our source of strength. He must become the provision, the protection in our direction. I know we get up, saints of God, many, and go to work, and many bring home an income to feed their family, but ultimately it's because of God. God is the only one that has allowed you to go out and get gain and bring it home to your family. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Let us turn over to Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, and look at what he says there. And this is something for all of us to remember, because I know the enemy will try to put in our mind, well, yeah, I got up. I'm the one that went to that job. I'm the one that dealt with all of the stuff on that job. But let me tell you something. If it had not been for the Lord, you wouldn't have been able to go to that job. You wouldn't have been able to keep that job. Look at what he says in Deuteronomy 8, verse 18. He said, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Yes. Do you believe that this
Amen.
Afternoon? That he Amen. May establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. Yes, it's Almighty God that allows you and I to go in and out and get gain. Praise his name. Because he is worthy to be praised. He's got the ability to protect us from every trial or distress that we face in this life. He often chooses to deliver us in the midst of our storms that we are going through. In the 50th division of Psalms, turn with me there for a moment. Look at what it says there in verse 15. It says, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. You got to call upon God when you're going through something. You got to allow God to help us. You see, it's God's goal through our trials to strengthen us, strengthen our dependence upon him.
Oh, we've got to learn to trust him, saints of God. We got to learn to run with the Lord and not try to run to our own understanding, but allow God to guide us and direct us in this life. I found that to be so. I know when I first started out serving the Lord, I couldn't see it myself either. But I praise be to Almighty God. I learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. Praise our God. Praise our God. As we call to the Lord in our distress, yes, he will deliver us. In our scripture reading this morning, we said in Isaiah, that 30th chapter, in verse 21, look at what he says there. We'll read it again. He said, "And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it." You think about it, saints of God, there are a lot of times I've heard the saints say they were getting ready to do something, and then they heard the Spirit of the Lord say, no. See, that's got the word. That's God walking behind us and saying in our ear, telling us, this is the way you are to walk. Walk you in this way. Don't go that way over there, but go this way over here. He said, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left, that's how our God will guide and direct us, saints of God. Amen. You see, as a child of God, we will know the voice of the Lord and we will follow him. Jesus said in John 10, verse 27, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. You can't hear God's voice if you don't belong to him.
Amen.
And if you do belong to him and you don't want to follow his ways, why do you say you serve him?
Amen.
You see, Jesus said in Luke 6:46, why call me and why call ye me, Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?
That's right.
You see, when we resist the way of the Lord, we are telling God his way is not good enough for us. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid, saints of God, this is why so many are having a difficult time serving God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't find it hard serving him.
Amen. Amen.
He said, the way of a transgressor is hard. He didn't say the way of a saint. He said, saints of God are easily entreated. I don't find it hard or difficult serving God. Many are probably finding it hard because they are still trying to sing Frank Sinatra's song, I did it my way, or I'm trying to do it my way. See, if you're trying to do it your way, it's not of God. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way. You see, Jesus is the only way to get to God. And when he claimed, I am, he was making it clear to all that he was much more than just a rabbi. He was much more than a prophet. He is the Messiah, God in human form. As John declared in John 1:29, these words, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Yes. Praise our God.
Amen.
Yes, the only way to get to heaven is being born again, having your sin forgiven. We are saved by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is why this way of salvation is nothing to play around with. My saints of God, we're living in a time right now where people are trying to play around with salvation. People are playing around with this thing, this very thing called a Christian life. Many are walking around and saying, well, I'm just a sinning Christian. Oh, I'm just a Christian saved by grace. Oh, yes, we are all Christians saved by grace, but God doesn't expect us to be sinning Christians.
Amen.
When we came to Almighty God, we gave up the sin business. We are now living a life full and free in Almighty God and living a life free of sin. You may say to me, oh, Sister Renee, you can't live that way in this life. And I say, I beg to differ with you. My Bible tells me that God expects you and I to live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. And if you are sinning, then the Bible says that you are a child of the devil. Praise our God. My. Jesus in John 17. He went to his Father on our behalf. Mm-hmm. He prayed for the keeping of our souls. Turn with me there for a moment. Look at what the Word of God says. You see, we sell our Heavenly Father short when we say God is not able to keep us. Sin is a known transgression of the law of God, meaning it's something you know that is wrong. And if you say that I'm in sinning, I'm in the sin business, I say to you, you're not a child of the King.
Amen.
My.
Amen.
Verse 1 says, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. He said, glorify the Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Praise our God. He said, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou has given him. You see, eternal life is only going to come if we live according to the Word of God. He said, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God. See, there's only one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Jesus went on to say, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Oh, he completed the work that God gave him. That's why he said to the disciples, it was expedient that he go away and that he would not leave us comfortless, but that he would send a comforter who would guide us into all truth. He went on to say there in verse 5, and now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, and with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Praise our God. Oh, I thank God that this morning, Sister asked downstairs to the young people, because in our Sunday school lesson, in the memory verse, it was saying in there that we would be witnesses. It said, but ye shall receive power, Acts 1:8. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. And Sister Blake asked one of the young people, what is a witness? And they first started out, and they said, something that you've seen, you witnessed it. She said, but what else? And then the young person, they sat there, and then they went on to say, oh, something that you tell about. Oh, saints of God, you saw it in and then you told about it. But you know, saints of God, as we are witnesses of the things of Almighty God, we go forth and tell this whole world about Jesus Christ. That's how you and I are witnesses to the things of God. Because when we're out there in the marketplace, when we're out there running and are cutting our grass or in our neighborhoods, we've got to be witnesses for Almighty God. Whatsoever you do, he said, do it heartily unto the Lord. That means if you're out cutting your grass, you're doing it heartily unto the Lord. That means if you're standing in the grocery line, and it may be yay long, and you've got to stand down through the house, you stand there to the glory and honor of God. If you're sitting on 270 or 70 and the freeway is all backed up, you don't have to sit and blow your horn, because you know the freeway is already backed up. But you can sit there and you can sing praise to Almighty God. How many know what I'm talking about? Oh, and when you drop, when you drop your indicator so you can get inside of the garage at your job and it falls down, and you've got to go to the place and ask them, the car dealer, and ask them to help you so that you can get it out, and they charge you some enormous price for it, you can still praise Almighty God, saints of God. Praise our God. I was sharing with Sister Smith this morning. I said to her the other day, I went to the Giant Eagle out by Sister Maria, and I was in there. I was going in for something else, but I end up going over to check on the water. And I like certain types of water. And one type of water, Fiji, I think it's called, I like it better than the other water.
But you got to get it when it's on sale because it's quite expensive. But while I was there, I noticed they had a sign that said $4.99 for a case. And I said, oh, that's a good price. And I grabbed up two of them. But when I got up to the register, it rang up at $7.99. So I said to the young man, I said, sir, I said, this said $4.99 back there. He said, oh. And so he goes back, and he was back there for the longest time, thanks of God, because the light was flashing and everything, and the young girl came over, and I said, he's back there looking at the price. I had already scanned out all the other stuff and was just standing there waiting. So he comes back and has his phone, and he said, oh, he said, you were looking at the Aquafina. And I said, no, I was looking at the Fiji. It said $4.99. He said, well, no. He said, the Aquafina is $7.99. And I said, okay. And so he said to me, he said, ma'am, he said, well, you know what I'll do? He said, I'll give you, he said, one of these for $4.99. He said, and the other for $7.99. I said, no, you won't. He looked at me. I said, no, you won't. I said, you said they were $7.99? I said, I didn't come here to get over anybody. I'll pay you $7.99 for them. He said, what? I said, yeah. You said they were $7.99, but I saw $4.99 on them. And then I told Sister Smith, he just kind of put his head down and walked away. I said, you see, the Holy Spirit can work. I didn't go in there to try to get anything free or something I wasn't supposed to. I know what I saw, but I know what he did when he went back there because he had to move them, so it took him so long back there, and he's back there moving. But that's all right.
Amen.
Because my God had already supplied.
Amen.
I had enough to pay for the $7.99. I went out, but I let him know. I didn't come in there to take anything.
Amen.
See, I'm a child of the King. I serve Almighty God. And I looked over when I was getting ready to leave, and he was over there telling the girl over there. And I looked up, and I said, thank you for going back and checking on that. Have a good day. And he looked up. Mm-hmm. Oh, saints of God, we don't have to get ugly.
No. Amen.
We don't have to throw down in the store and lose our witness for the Lord, because mm-hmm. we don't know who could have been standing behind mm-hmm. and watching me. And somebody said, well, isn't that... Didn't she, Sister Jenkins, that go, that the pastor's over there at Wayne Avenue? Oh, I know her because I've heard her on this, or somebody has said about, you don't know who was standing there watching. But to God be the glory in everything that we do. As Jesus went on in this scripture, he said there in verse 9, I'm going to skip around, saints of God. He said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world. See, he prayed for you and I, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are mine. They are thine, excuse me, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Is Christ glorified in you and I this afternoon? And then later on down there in verse 17, he says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Praise our God.
Amen.
See, if we are to recognize God's voice, we've got to belong to him. We hear his voice when we spend time in the word of God and also in quiet meditation to the Lord. The more time we spend intimately with God and his word, the easier it is to recognize our heavenly Father's voice and his leading in our lives. You see, just like people in a store, in a bank, they study counterfeit money so they will know a fake when someone tries to bring it in. We should be so familiar with God's word that when someone speaks air to us, it is clear that it is not from God. When people can say that God, and a lot of people say, well, God speaks audibly. Oh, yes, he might speak audibly. But let us be careful and know that he primarily speaks through his written word. Yes, sometimes God's leading can come through the Holy Spirit. Sometimes it can come through a conscience of someone, through circumstances, and through excitations of other people. But mostly it comes through the written word of Almighty God. Turn with me to 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter, And look at what it says here in the Word of God. I know you Bible students know this story quite well. The story where young Samuel did not know the voice of God. He heard a voice calling him, but he did not recognize it until he was instructed by Eli to answer. Yes. Look at what it says there in that first verse of 1 Samuel 3. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. And he went on to say, there was no open vision, meaning that they didn't have anyone there to speak the word of God to them. He said, and it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And air, meaning before the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel. And he answered, here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I called not, lie down again. And he went and lay down. You see, he didn't know the voice of Almighty God. He said, and the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, here am I. You know, you may say to me, well, you know, Sister Renee, you just read in verse 1, and this child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. But see, saints of God, this is where it shows us that we've got to go on this sanctification. You can't stay in that justified state. You may be a newborn child of God, a new convert. You can't just stay where you say, well, I don't understand, I don't hear. God wants us to perfect our walk with him. But he went on, let's go back to verse 6. And the Lord called yet again Samuel. And Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son, lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. He didn't have the spiritual maturity that he needed to be able to know that God was the one calling him. He said, and the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant here praise our God.
Amen.
Also Gideon, you can read it in your leisure in Judges, the 6th chapter. He had a physical revelation from God. He still doubted what he had heard to the point of asking for a sign. Not once, but he asked 3 times. Mm-hmm. You see, when we are listening for God's voice, we will know for sure that he is the one speaking. You see, we have something that Gideon and Samuel did not have. We have the complete Bible, the inspired word of Almighty God to read and to study and to meditate upon. Turn with me to 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, and look at what it says in that scripture reading there. It says there, starting in verse 16. It said all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, meaning it is inspired by Almighty God.
Amen.
From Genesis to Revelation, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. As you think about it, saints of God, you know, as we said, sister was saying there at the, when she was praying, praise our God for the beautiful prayer the Lord gave her this morning. And she said, Lord, quicken us when we fall short. And that's what the word of God is for.
Amen.
It's for profitable, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect. God wants us to be complete in him.
Amen.
And thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Praise our God.
Amen.
We have a question about a certain topic or a decision in our lives that we need to make. We should see what the Bible has to say about it. Proverbs 3, verse 6 says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. How many have found that to be so? You see, God will never lead us contrary to what he has taught us in his eternal word. The word of God is our roadmap, so to speak, into the kingdom of God. In our scripture reading this morning, the prophet Isaiah penned these words in verse 8 of Isaiah, the 35th chapter. He said, and an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men. He went on to say, though fools shall not err therein, nor lion shall be there. Excuse me, no lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their head. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and signs shall flee away. You see, the highway of holiness has three important characteristics. The first is it will be for those, the wayfaring man, though fools shall err not therein. The word wayfare means wander. We can't go astray on the highway of holiness. We won't be stumbling on the highway of holiness. You see, the only way we stumble is when we step out of the pathway of Almighty God and try to go our own way. If we walk in God's will, we will never stumble. And if we add the Christian graces that Peter spoke about, you can read them in your leisure in 2 Peter 1, 4 through 10. And he says, if we add those things, we shall never fall. Praise our God. See, God's way for us is found in staying in his word and staying in communion with him in prayer. The unclean will not journey on the highway of holiness. I don't care what the masses are teaching. If you are living a righteous life for Christ Jesus, if you are living, excuse me, not a righteous life for Christ Jesus, you are not on the highway of holiness. God does not have, and we said it a little earlier on, sinning Christians. Sister Maria read this on Wednesday night during our Bible study. She read there in 1 John, the 3rd chapter, where it says there, turn with me there just for a moment, and we'll touch on it just a little bit, and you can read a lot in your reading at home. He says there in 1 John 3, starting with verse 6, he said, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither known him. He went on to say, little children, let no man deceive you. See, people are being deceived today. People are being deceived. Why? Because people are telling them, it's okay. God knows you can't help it. It's under the blood. No, it is not. God expects better from us, saints. Do we believe that this afternoon? That our God is expecting a better way for us to live our lives. If it was not so, then why are we living like this? Why are we living so? Why are we not out there like the world and just saying, don't misunderstand and say, well, Sister Renee said, go out and know that is not what the Spirit is saying. You know, people are saying all around us, oh, God doesn't expect this. God doesn't expect. Well, why do we live like this? Because the word of God says for us to live this way.
Amen.
He said, little children, let no man deceive you. I'm in verse 7. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil.
Yeah.
That is plain. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. That's why he was never an angel in heaven.
Right.
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Then he goes on to say, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed, and his seed is the word of God, remaineth in him. That's why David said in the Psalms, thy word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Praise our God.
Yeah.
He went on to say, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. You see, this is how the devil is making a heyday
out of professing Christians. Paul in another passage of scripture said they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. What is the power? That power is the Holy Spirit, power to keep us from sin, to keep us from falling. Jude said in verse 24, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Our God is able. How many have been kept? Yes. Praise our God. Amen. Amen. I know he's able. Do we believe the word of God? I know we are living in some tough times right now, saints. I'm not oblivious to that. And the levels of stress and emotions right now, they're enormous. I know they are. I know that the pressures of life are pressing down on us. I know they are taking toll on many of our lives. I heard Sister Marie when she said over there, she said, I just didn't feel good at all yesterday. Mm-hmm. All things, we're going through something. We're said tolls are going on. We have situations that are happening to us. Sister was fine one day and woke up during the middle of the night and her foot was bothering her. But see, in such times like that, we need to know that God can help us.
Yes.
God is able to deliver us. The good news is that he is able to keep us from falling. Just because we're going through something, that don't mean we have to fall back out in sin.
Amen.
That don't mean we have to leave Amen. God. But we've got to learn to lean or to stand while we are being tested in these times. You see, there's a big difference between a test and a temptation. Mm-hmm. God sends trials or tests, but he does not tempt us to sin.
Right.
Trials or tests are intended to bring out the best in us.
Amen.
Temptations are from the devil. And they are used to bring out the worst in you and I.
Amen.
Our God will never tempt us or entice us to sin. The word of God tells us that. Turn with me to James 1, verse 13 and 14 says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth what?
Death.
Oh, and look at what he gave us a warning. He said, do not err, my beloved brethren.
Mm-hmm.
Praise our God.
Thank you, Lord.
Our trials and tests are usually used by the Lord to refocus our lives, which can easily get off track, so to speak, if we aren't steadfast in our walk with him. Oh, sister prayed about it this morning. Quicken us, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, she said, when we may be going the wrong way, we want God to quicken us. We want God to bring us back and put us on the right highway. Praise our God. We walk steadfast with the Lord. We know that we will be in the will of Almighty God. There are trials that allow us to see clearly God's plan. Thank God for it. This is why the highway of holiness is a place of holiness. And it is reserved only for those who are righteous in God's sight. No one entering the kingdom will be sinful. 2 Corinthians 5 lets us know that Christ alone provides the way of holiness, having exchanged his perfect righteousness for your sin, for my sin. Verse 21 says this, for he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. You see, his righteousness is imputed to us, enabling us to be holy, even as our heavenly Father is holy. The highway of holiness is also a place of safety reserved for the redeemed of the Lord. No lion or no ravenous beast shall go up there, but the redeemed, the word of God says, shall walk there. It is for those of us who have been rescued from sin and Satan. We can walk on this highway in absolute peace and safety. How many have found that so?
Oh, I thank God for another beautiful Wednesday night prayer meeting this past week. I thank God also for a Spirit-filled intercessory prayer Tuesday meeting. You see, during Wednesday night Bible study, for those who were not able to be there, the Spirit of God allowed Brother Byrene to start out by sharing with us through the word that our testimony or our walk is powerful in this life. There are those who are taking note of how we walk and how God is giving us opportunities to witness to them about him. Even if it's a mechanic working on your truck, you're able to witness to him. Praise our God.
Amen.
Oh, saints of God, let us not think for one minute that the neighbors around this house of God aren't watching us. They haven't taken note of us coming to the house of God and being faithful to the things of God. I can remember Mr. Brown. He would comment on how faithful we were to the things of God. He would sit back there. There was one day, Sister Blake, I don't know if you remember the little dogs. What are those dogs called? I can't think of them. What were their names? They were white. And they got outside the fence, and we were out trying to take some boxes out. And we were out there trying to shoo them away because they all came out of fence. Mr. Brown was sitting right there, and he said, "You are some faithful saints." But I thank God for that saint.
Amen.
He saw us working for the Lord. Thank God also for Brother Maurice. He gave us the three pillars that we need in order to make it into the kingdom of God. He said, we've got to trust in God. We've got to be obedient to God's eternal word. We also have to have faith in him. And he went on to say, and without these, we will not see the kingdom of God. And then Sister Holmes, she shared with us the adult emphasis from the Sunday school lesson. We said the Spirit filling all makes all one. He teaches saints the things of God. He bears spiritual fruit in them. Are we bearing spiritual fruit for Almighty God? He said, does God work through them, gives them gifts of a spiritual ability, and gives power to be witnesses to Jesus? Mm-hmm. Then Brother Ron spoke of humility or having a humble spirit. And Sister Fran said, God has in his hand, us in his hand. And then Sister Carol went on to say, the palm of his hand and his fingers are holding us. Praise our God. Then Sister Mellicent, she let us know that we have to be careful that we aren't cut off from the vine. If we don't see ourselves producing spiritual fruit, then we need to start doing some pruning of ourselves and getting rid of those things that are hindering us from walking a holy life in Christ Jesus. And then Sister Blake, she spoke in reference to our Sunday school lesson about the power of the Holy Spirit to guide our lives. And then our dear Sister Smith, she went on to talk about being thankful for what God has done. Oh, saints of God, all of these will keep us on the highway of holiness.
Amen.
The hymnal says, none can walk up there but the pure in heart. You see, the highway of holiness is a place of joy. This road we travel will lead us to glory. Oh, yes, sometimes the road is level and easy to navigate. And then there are other times it may be rough and a little steep. But regardless of the path we are called to walk through this life, the King's highway will lead you and I safely home. And when we reach the end of the road, there is a mansion, praise our God, that has been prepared, promised to us by our Savior Jesus Christ in John, the 14th chapter. Oh, what did he say to us, saints of God, in that scripture? He said, let not your heart be troubled. Praise our God. He said, if you believe in God, he said, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Then there's a glorious city at the end of the way that's also promised by our Savior in Revelation 21. And then there is a place of peace and joy and blessing at the end of the road promised by our Savior. But look at what we are told in Revelation 21. Turn with me there for a moment. Look what John says there. Oh, saints of God, praise our God. He said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. This is the vision that John had seen. Remember, John was there on the Isle of Patmos, and the word of God says that he said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, meaning that he was there in the Spirit with Almighty God. Saints of God, are we in the Spirit on the Lord's day? But or is our mind clouded by all the stuff going on in this world? Saints of God, this is the sanctuary of Almighty God. This is the house of Almighty God. There are times when we've got to leave the worldly junk out on the outside and come into the house of God and be in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I know, saints of God, and I have nothing against it. I know there are many of us in here, myself included. We love football. We love baseball and basketball and whatever. But on the in the Spirit on the Lord's day, whether Ohio State wins or lost, we need to come to Almighty God and have on our spiritual helmet so that we can get a prayer through. We've got lost souls that need to be saved. We've got loved ones, family members, and we need to be in the Spirit on the Lord's day so we can see and hear from Almighty God.
Amen.
Praise our God. He said, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself, my, shall be with them and be their God. Do you believe that we are having divine fellowship with Almighty
Amen.
God? See, that divine fellowship comes when we're in the Word of God. We can fellowship. We can sup with Almighty God. That you think about it, saints of God. Jesus said, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Are we hungry and thirsting after this way? Or are we allowing the world to crowd in and crowd out God? Praise our God. He goes on to say, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Mm-hmm. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new.
Thank you, Lord.
And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Praise our God. And he said unto me, it is done. Oh, he said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Are you drinking of the water of life freely?
Thank
Has
you.
Your thirst been satisfied in Jesus Christ this afternoon? He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God. Praise our God. And he shall be my son. Praise God. Oh, saints of God. I'm looking for that city.
Amen.
New Jerusalem coming down from God. A place where we will meet the King face to face at the end of the way. Oh, look at what he says here. Go down to verse 10. And I tell you, saints, when I get over to verse 20, I've been practicing these words, to make sure I have them right. But if I say them wrong, just please excuse me. He said, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain. This is John.
Yeah.
He said, and showed me that great city. Oh, God has already showed us, saints of God, through the word of God, that great city. He went on to say there, and showed me that great city in the holy Jerusalem descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious. He said, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And he had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and all at the gates were 12 angels. And names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. We know that from back in the Old Testament. Yes. He went on to say, and on the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. And on the west, 3 gates. He said, in the wall of the city had 12 foundations. Praise our God. And in them, the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof. And the city lieth four square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper. And the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. My, saints of God. Thank the Lord. And the foundation of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. You think about it, saints of God. Praise our God. The first foundation was jasper. The second, sapphire. The third, chalcedony. Did I say that right, sister?
Chalcedony.
Chalcedony, okay. A sardis. Wait a minute, the fourth, an emerald. The fifth, a sardonyx. The sixth, sardis. The seventh, chrysolite. Am I there, sis?
Yes, ma'am.
The eighth, beryl. The ninth, a topaz. The tenth, a chrysophrysis. And the 11th, a jacinth. The 12th, an amethyst. I've been practicing, saints. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it was transparent glass. Praise our God.
Thank you.
And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun. Come on, saints.
Praise
neither God. Of the moon to the shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light. We are going to need the sun, saints of God.
Praise
because the
God.
Glory of God is lightning there for you and I.
Amen.
And the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. Praise our God. He went on to say, in the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. Saints of God, we're going to be there praising Almighty God. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise, come on, saints, enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
Is your name there? In the Lamb's book of life. Oh, saints of God, let us keep walking on the King's highway. Don't exit. Stay the course. This road leads us to heaven, saints of God.
Amen.
Yes, trouble is all around us. And I'm afraid many people are falling from their steadfastness. Folks are becoming discouraged. And they're no longer wanting to walk with the Lord. The devil is doing everything he can to keep folks discouraged. He's blinded their eyes to holiness. And many have been told that this way is not required. But I don't find that anywhere in the Bible.
God has not changed the requirements for entering into the kingdom of God. You see, this way is a restrictive way. Mm-hmm. And when we are on the King's highway, we want to do what is required so that we won't veer off in the wrong direction. Ephesians 4, verse 14 says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. You see, this highway is a way of holiness, a way of gladness and joy will overtake us, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Praise our God.
Amen.
Oh, saints of God, I believe some of that rejoicing we need to do right here in this life. It starts over here. We can rejoice in Almighty God because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes. Yes.
We oftentimes sing the hymn, I'll follow him with rejoicing.
Mm-hmm.
I know he will safely lead me to my eternal home. But listen to these lyrics, saints of God. He said, the future lies unseen ahead. It holds I know not what. But still I know I need not dread, for Jesus faileth not. Does he not know what I shall meet upon life's rugged way? Will he not guide my halting feet, lest from the path I stray? No matter how things look to me, nor if they threaten sore, I know my way prepared shall be, for Christ leads on before.
Amen.
The glory of eternal dawn shines from his smiling face. So trust in him, I follow on with heart made strong by grace. I'll follow him with rejoicing. I know he safely will lead me to my eternal home.
Praise.
Oh, saints of God, I know there was a time in our lives when we could not sing this song, nor could we walk this highway of holiness. Our feet were so firmly planted on the low road of life. Satan ruled our lives. He ruled our walk. We stumbled along blindly right on our way to hell. Each step that you and I were taking, we were mired getting deeper and deeper in our sin. We are reminded that Jesus found us in the darkness of our sins.
Yes.
Turn with me to Ephesians, the second chapter. I'm going to touch on it just for a moment. Saints of God, this is where Jesus found each and every one of us. He says there in Ephesians 2, verse 1, and you has he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. See, we were made alive in Christ Jesus. At one time, we were dead in trespasses and sins. He said, where in time past, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation. Past tense, saints of God.
Amen.
We had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Yes, Satan ruled our lives. But Jesus found us when we were living in what we felt was pleasure. We lived as we pleased. We were unaware that our freedom and fun was nothing more than the worst kind of bondage to sin.
That's right.
And when the Lord came for us, we were totally unworthy of his grace and his mercy. But he extended it unto us anyway. Now we can sing the praises of him. Praise our God. We are told in the word of God in Colossians, that second chapter in verse 13, where it says there, who has delivered us from the power of his darkness. Have you been delivered this afternoon from the power of darkness? See, we were dead in sins and trespasses. It's in Colossians 1, excuse me. He says there in verse 13, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins.
We can say like the Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy 1, verse 12. He said, I thank Jesus Christ. You see, we got to thank God for what God has done for us.
Amen.
But Paul said, I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Saints of God, I can say just like Paul, the same thing. God blessed us to be able to be what we are today. We obtained the mercy and grace we needed to be children of Almighty God. But look what Paul went on to say. He said, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy. Praise our God, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long-suffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to everlasting life. See, Paul is our example. Oh, saints of God, we know on the road to Damascus, Paul was on his way there to persecute the saints of God.
Yes.
Paul had a letter from the Sanhedrin Council. He thought that he was right in what he was doing, but no, he was wrong. He was on his way to persecute the people of Almighty God, in particular, the church of God. But oh, he met Jesus. He met his Lord and Savior. And Jesus Christ is the one Paul is saying that enabled him, that loved him, that counted him faithful and put him in the ministry. Why are you saying that, Sister Renee? Because when Jesus cried out to him, and you can look at it in Acts 9, when Jesus said, Saul, Saul, why persecuted thou me? You may say, well, I thought you said he was going to the saints there. Well, remember, when you've done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. When someone is persecuting the saints of God, they are, it's like persecuting Jesus Christ
Amen.
Himself.
Amen.
He went on to say in verse 5, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the prick. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Praise our God. See, when God comes, he speaks with the Holy Spirit, woos you and draws you to Almighty God. Time for you to come. Don't turn away from God. Don't turn away from him.
Amen.
But come to Almighty God. Look at what the psalmist says there in Psalms the 40th, the 40th division of Psalms. Look at what he says there in verse 1. The psalmist says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock. Praise our God. Did me too, saints, and you too.
Amen.
And established my going. Had God established our going, he set us on a strong foundation.
Yes.
He said, and he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. He went on to say, many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Oh, that's why our lives are a witness to the things of God. When people see what God has done to us, they may have known you when you were out there in the world. I don't know what everybody did when they were out there, and it's none of my business as to what you were doing. You may have been a drug addict. You may have been a smoker. You may have been a hormone, whatever you might have been doing. But now that people see you, because God has put a new song in our mouths, even praise unto our God, and many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Our lives are witnesses to what God can do. Amen.
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 Oh, just like the psalmist and just like Paul, no matter how hard we try, we were not able to free ourselves from sin. But when we turned our lives over to Almighty God, praise our God, he put a new song in our mouth. Amen. You see, those of us who are saved are not still waiting for him to deliver us. No, he's already done that. Praise God.
We have that peace that passes all understanding. Why? Because we believe. We trusted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And now we've been forgiven of our sins. Praise God. When we believe that what God said, the way he said it, we are now on our way to walking in the fullness of it. Praise Almighty God.
Praise.
You see, grace reached down one day and delivered us from a wretched life of sin. Praise our God. It was grace and grace alone that made the difference in your life and in mine. And when we trusted Jesus, we were lifted from the low road of sin and our feet were placed on the highway of heaven, the road of salvation. Praise God. The hymnal says none can walk up there but the pure in heart. This road is called the way of holiness for a reason. This road is a clean, holy way, and it is only reserved for those who have been redeemed and delivered from their sins. My, my, my. It is for those of us who have been made new creatures in Christ Jesus. Oh, I know we are living in a day when people who claim to know Jesus want to justify unrighteous living and their sinful behaviors, and they want to still claim to be on the highway of holiness. But the Lord expects his people to be a separate people. We spoke about this on two Wednesday nights ago. Brother Levester said we are a chosen generation. How many know what he's talking about? Yes. That means something, saints of God. You see, there was a time, the hymnal writer said, when in the book of heaven, an old account was standing for sins yet unforgiven. My name, your name was at the top and many things below. How many know what the hymnal writer is talking about? Yes. But I went unto the keeper and settled it long ago. Praise our God. Long ago, down on my knees, long ago, I settled it all. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. And saints of God, we can say the record is still clear today. Amen. For he washed our sins away. Amen. The old account was settled long ago.
Thank
Praise
you.
Our God.
Thank you.
Now we are a chosen generation.
Thank you.
I ask you in your leisure to read 1 Peter, the second chapter, in the 9th verse, all the way to the 10th, or to the 10th verse. Peter talks about us being a chosen generation. Tells us we're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his what? Marvelous light. My, my, my. Oh, yes, we all had a dark past, but now we are called a royal priesthood. When we were lost, we were totally separated from God. Now in Christ Jesus, Ephesians 2, verse 13, lets us know that we have been brought nigh to God by the blood of Christ. And in this new relationship that we have with him, we have an unrestricted, unhindered access into the presence of Almighty God. How many of us believe that this afternoon? Amen. That we can call on God any time of the day, any time of the night, any time we want, we can call on Almighty God. You see, without him, heaven would remain closed to you and I. But praise our God. Now you and I have access to the blood of Jesus. And we are now called a holy nation. That is, God, through Jesus, has produced a change in our lives. And now it allows us to be what we never could have been before. Praise our God. Thank you, Saint. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, dear Lord, for all that you've done for us. Oh, thank you, Lord, that we now can be called this holy nation. You see, lost men can do good things in our world from a human perspective. But they can never produce anything that is spiritually good to Almighty God. But when a person is saved, they're given a new nature in God. You can read about that in 2 Peter 1:4 in your leisure. This new spiritual nature has the ability, through the work of the Holy Spirit, we learned that this morning in Sunday school, to produce works of true holiness that are pleasing to Almighty God. You know, our prayer life, saints, our witnessing,
acts of faith, acts of love, kindness, and forgiveness. These are all proof that God could take a sinner, which we once were, and he can save us by grace, and he can make us to be a holy person. And now that we are saved, we don't walk as others walk. There's a different walk. You turn with me to Ephesians just for a moment. I know due to time, saints of God, bear with me just a little longer. Look at what he says in Ephesians 4, verse 17. Look at this word of God. And I ask you to read it in its entirety. But I want you to see some things that he says there. Paul was letting us know. He said in verse 17, this I say therefore and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. See, we don't have that carnal mind no more. Yeah. Our mind has been changed. We have now the mind of Jesus Christ. He said, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. We are seeing so many people are spiritually blind in their heart. They don't know God. He said, who being past feelings have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. He said, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitfulness. See, we've got to forsake sin. We've got to live a life free of sin. As believers, we are new creatures now in Christ Jesus. Yes, it is possible for us, those of us who have been delivered from darkness and placed into the marvelous light of Jesus Christ, to live a life in this present world free from sin. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. He said, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
Amen.
That means there must be a false holiness. Mm-hmm. Oh, we are called a peculiar people for a reason, saints of God. God calls our peculiar because we are set apart for God's use. I ask you in your leisure to go over and read in Malachi. Malachi 3, verse 17. Where the word of God says, that you shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise our God.
Thank you, Lord.
The word jewel means the same as the word peculiar. That means that we are precious people set apart for God's use. That he paid a high price for us. That doesn't mean we're funny. As the world has that word and they're misusing it in all kinds of ways. But no, we're set apart. We are precious in the sight of Almighty God. That means our Heavenly Father keeps us close. He watches over you and I. He looks after us with the greatest care. He protects us. He shelters you and I from the storms of life. Once we were a despised and worthless people, but now through the blood of Jesus Christ, we are God's prized possession. Do you believe that this afternoon? Our God has done everything needed to keep you and I in the fold of Jesus Christ. What are you saying, Sister Renee? God has given us his word. He's given you and I his promises. He has shown us through his word just how much our Heavenly Father loves us. You think about it, saints of God. Sister Blake broke it down this morning for the children. In John, that third chapter, look at what he says there. He says in the third chapter and the 16th verse, we know it well. For God so loved the world, meaning God loved the good and the bad. That's what Sister broke down to him, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What the word of God is saying to you, God, yes, he loved you. He sent his son to die for you, but you've got to believe in him in order to receive the blessings of Almighty God.
Amen.
Oh, praise our God, saints. You think about it in the Word of God. I know you Bible students know this story in Luke 15 of the parable of the lost coin. And in this parable, Jesus tells a story of a woman who had lost one coin. Have you ever lost something that was a prized possession to you? You see, instead of her shrugging her shoulders and just walking away, she went about trying to find that coin and trying to restore it to its proper place. I believe this parable, as well as there's several other parables in that same scripture, the one of the lost sheep and the parable of the prodigal son, I believe all of them were designed to teach us that God sees value in just one soul.
Amen.
We oftentimes sing that song, there is room at the cross for one. There's still room at the cross for one. Jesus said that the soul is worth more than the rest of the world put together. Look at what he said over 2,000 years ago in Mark, the 8th chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. He says there in verse 36 of Mark 8, he says these words, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Our Savior asked that question over 2,000 years ago, and it remains the same today. You see, our souls are more valuable than anything in this world. I know people spend enormous amounts of money and time pampering these old bodies that have limited earthly life. And there is nothing wrong with keeping ourselves presentable for the Lord. However, to neglect the soul is dangerous. The soul will never die. It will live forever. This old body is going to go back to the dust where it originated, while the soul returns to God who gave it. We're told that in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 7. It says, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. It is the soul that will stand and bear the brunt of the judgment when the body resurrects in a new form. Either going to heaven or your soul is going to go to hell. You see, the devil has taken an interest in the souls of mankind. He is at work in our world right now. And he is after the souls of our children, our family members, our loved ones, our friends, our associates, our co-workers, our neighbors. Sister mentioned it. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5, verse 8, these words, the devil as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Oh, saints of God, look at what is happening in our community.
Yes.
Look at what is happening in our world right now, our country. Souls are perishing daily, not only to COVID, but to murder, suicide, natural causes, killing. And we should not be fooled into believing that all of these souls are prepared to meet the Lord. I know that there are those who get a little upset when you speak about hell. They feel it is harsh and unloving to address this subject. But I believe it's the most loving thing that the Spirit of the Lord wants me to do in this ministry that he has given to me. You see, if you were asleep in a house, and your house was on fire and I was walking by, wouldn't you want me to do everything I could to get you and your family out of it? That is the same for your soul. God has placed me as the watchman to watch for your soul and mine. I want you to know about Jesus, the one who can save your soul, the one who saved my soul, the one who saved the souls of the saints of God. I want you to know him as your personal Lord and Savior so that you can stop walking with the devil and begin to walk on the King's highway of holiness. You see, none of us know when our lives will end, but we do know this, that death is coming. How do we know this? We are told in Hebrews 9, verse 27, and as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. You see, saints of God, listen to these statistics. Three people in the world die every day. Excuse me, every second, three people in the world die. Every minute, 180 people die. Every hour, 11,000 people die. This means that every single day, approximately 250,000 people are entering into eternity. And I tell you, of that number, I believe it's safe to say that of that 250,000, not all of them know Jesus.
Right.
And after death, there are only two destinations. Either you're going to heaven or you're going to end up in hell. I know conventional wisdom that's in our world today right now has most people going to heaven and very few people going to hell. But that is the opposite of what the Bible says.
Right.
The Bible does not tell us that there will be a crowd in heaven. But we are told these words in Isaiah, the 5th chapter, verse 14. Therefore, hell has enlarged herself and open her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoices shall descend into it. Jesus also said in Matthew 7, oh, he tells us in that scripture, saints of God, in the 13th verse, he said, enter ye in at the straight gate. My. He said, enter you in at the straight gate. He said, many shall go a straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat.
Yes.
Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. Few there be that find it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think hell, like sin, is a big joke. But just like sin, hell is no laughing matter. Romans 6:23 tells us that the wages of sin is death. Speaking of eternal death in hell, we've heard people flippantly and in what they call humorous ways make jokes about hell. People use the word hell as a way to punctuate a sentence, but it shows that people don't have a clue about what they are talking about. Our biblical authors made it crystal clear in the Word of God what hell is. It is a real place in the afterlife. And that is tragically the future destination of far too many people today. This is where all unbelievers are going to be with the devil. You will know when you're in hell that you are there in hell. But my desire is to point souls in the other direction.
Amen.
Heaven and into God's presence. Hell, like we said, is nothing to joke about. In your leisure, I asked you to read the story, if you have not already read it, about the rich man and Lazarus in Luke, the 16th chapter. This passage of scripture does not show that there is a party going on in hell, as some want you to believe.
Amen.
But it shows just the opposite. It lets us know that you are conscious of what's going on, that while you're there in hell, that yes, it's a place of torment, a place where you will know that you have messed up, so to speak.
Yeah.
I know that in the mainstream religious world, messages about hell are not being preached. You're hearing a lot about how to be successful and how to see your dreams fulfilled and to be prosperous. But I believe in my heart that if Madeline O'Hara believed in a future judgment, she would not have gone down in history as an American activist who supported atheism and she said, and separation of church and state, and then challenged and successfully got prayer out of school. I don't believe that if Adolf Hitler, who killed 6 million Jews, and Jack Kevorkian, who calls himself the death doctor, who assisted the terminally ill to commit suicide, if they believed that there was a final court for their actions, that they would have done what they did. You see, hell should be viewed as a deterrent to such evils. However, it's not in our day and time right now. It's a joke on many people's lips. People say things, and things, I'm not even going to say some of the things that people say. People are saying things that they ought to be careful of.
Amen.
See, all this comes down to what do you believe in?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in the afterlife? You see, some people believe that we're going to die and come back as a dog or a donkey or something. That's not what the Bible says.
Amen.
See, that's a trick of the devil.
Yes.
Do you believe in God as well as in heaven or hell? I believe if you do, then it will affect the way you live your life right now in this present
Amen.
World. All of us are on a road. We're either on the road to the kingdom of heaven, we're either on the road to hell. Which road are you on? If you're on the wrong one, then it's time for you to hang a U-turn. Time for you to turn around and be on the road to the kingdom of God. Yes, our God loves you. We're told in 2 Peter 3, verse 9, that he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God, we are also told in Romans 5, verse 8, demonstrated his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You see, God sees man's soul as the most valuable thing in the world, which is why he sent his son to redeem us. The value of our soul is measured by the price that was paid for our redemption.
Yes, yes.
The Bible says these words in 1 Peter. Turn with me there for a moment. Oh, saints of God, hang in there just a little longer with me. In 1 Peter 1, look at what he says there in verse 18 of that scripture reading. He said, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. To the lost this afternoon, what are you doing with your soul? Are you gambling with it? Jesus asked, what would you give in exchange for it? I say to you, what you can give in exchange for your soul is acceptance and belief on the Lord Jesus Christ. Think of it this way. How valuable is your soul to you? Are you prepared for eternity? Have you given your life to Christ? You see, tomorrow might be too late. If you are saved and have been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, are you living right? Are you sure to make heaven your eternal home? Are you on the right highway? The Bible says you can be sure. He says that in 1 John. Turn with me there for a moment. In the 5th chapter, he lets us know that we can be sure of our walk. Look at what it says there in verse 7. He said, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Son, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the earth, and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God which he has testified of his Son. See, the divine witness of God is greater than anything else. He said, he that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that believeth not, God has made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. See, when you don't believe in what God has said, God has given you, he said, you are a liar. He has made you a liar because you didn't believe in the record that God gave of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. He said, and this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life. Do you have the Son this afternoon? And he that has not the Son of God has not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Praise God. You see, if you succeed in this world and fail to save your only soul, then you have nothing to look forward to but an eternity in hell. Jesus said it this way in Luke the 13th chapter. He tells us to strive to enter in again at the straight gate. But look at how he puts it here in this part of Luke 13. When he says to strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up, and has shut to the door, and ye began to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto me. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know ye not whence ye are, my, my, my. Then shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. See, many are making a false profession of Jesus Christ because they're not trying to do it God's way. They're trying to do it their way. He went on to say, but he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing. See, there's not going to be no party. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. Oh, what a sad day that will be. You might say, Sister Renee, this is harsh. But the harsh reality is
Amen.
That it is true.
Amen.
If you don't know Jesus when you die, he said where he is, you cannot come. If you fail in material things of this world but save your only soul, you have everything to look forward to in eternity and heaven with Almighty God. Oh, saints of God, I thank God for his word. I ask you to read Revelation 7 in your leisure due to time. Start with that ninth verse. And it'll talk about the multitude. It'll talk about the saints of God. You see, God has made for man one purpose. God made man for one purpose, and that was for his glory. When God made man, he made him in his image. He made man for fellowship so that he could walk with him in the cool of the garden. When man sinned, he became lost. Sin separated man from the presence of Almighty God. But God did not leave man in that lost condition. No, he didn't. He provided a remedy, and his name is Jesus Christ. You see, the name of Jesus means God is salvation. As the chosen, anointed Son of God, he came to fulfill the Old Testament prophecy as the one who would come to save all the world from sin and lead those who followed him to eternal life after death. That is why he couldn't be named John. I ask you to read that also in your leisure. He was named Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. A life lived for the Lord is a beautiful and powerful thing. But a lost life is of no value to God at all. When that life is found and restored to its proper place by the power of God, that life can be all God designed it to be in the first place. We were all made in the image of God. But that image, as we said, was marred by Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And because of all of that, we needed to be cleansed so that the image of the Lord might be restored. If you don't think that men are dirty, just look around at our world today. Just look around at just how low the devil has taken mankind. As we said earlier on, killings every day. We live in a society that places little value on an individual. But from God's perspective, every person has more value than just a social security number. God loves us. He sees value in our life. Yes, he will save you. Yes, he can cleanse you. Yes, he can change you. Yes, he can use you. If you will come to him by faith, how many know what I'm talking about? And then when you come to him, then you can walk on the highway of holiness. Praise God. Thank God he never loses any of those who are precious to him. You may say, well, you know, Sister Renee, so-and-so backslid. But that doesn't mean God lost them. It means they left their first love.
Amen.
My Bible tells me in Luke 9, no man having put his hand to the plow, Luke 9:62, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. When you look back at this world, it's showing your lack of commitment to the things of God. We're also told in Romans the 8th chapter, I ask you to read in your leisure 38 and 39, where it talks about, I am persuaded that neither death nor anything shall take away the love of Jesus Christ. You see, God expects us to refrain from even the appearance of evil in our lives. Those who refuse to live a life of holiness, you're not going to be permitted to walk on the highway of holiness. Oh my, God is complete with or without you and me. But when we are saved by his grace and we are filled with the Holy Spirit of God, God can use us to his glory, and we bring glory to God's name. When we walk in his ways, we will find true happiness. You'll find peace for our souls. I found that to be so, saints of God. Yes, this life that we're living is a highway, and we're all on a journey and going in one of two directions, heaven or hell. And I know that, saints of God, we're on our way to heaven. Praise our God. And if we hope to make heaven our home, we're going to have to follow the right signs. Jesus is the only way to heaven. He said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You see, in the natural, there are road signs along the way to tell us which way to go. There are signs designed to tell you and I what lies ahead. In the spiritual, God has given us some significant warning signs. A slippery road in the spiritual means you're allowing yourself to slip from your steadfastness, and you are in danger of spinning out of control. If you are trying to cut corners with your salvation, you're going to be veering into other lanes. Then you will find yourself outside of the will of Almighty God. You see, this is the first sign that the road you are traveling on is the wrong highway, and it is very treacherous to your soul. Yes. And if you are not very careful, the devil will deceive you into thinking everything is okay as you travel on that road. James said it in the Word of God. We read it a little earlier. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. We're also told in 1 Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners. You see, sin is a terminal disease that invades the whole body, and it invades the whole man from the mind to the heart all the way throughout. And if it is not dealt with, it will destroy your life. All you have to do is think about when you were in sin. Sin was destroying your life, and it was destroying the life of your loved ones. And the Bible said that Jesus, that God commended his love toward us, and that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Do you believe that? Do you believe he died to redeem you from the pathway of sin?
Praise God.
Praise our God. You see, sin entered in when Adam and Eve ate of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. You see, the devil has mankind putting a spin on this too. I've heard folks say, well, it was just a piece of fruit. Well, it was not just a piece of fruit. It was a disobedience to the command of God. And disobedience is sin. And it was through that deliberate choice that sin entered into the world. What does this all have to do with you and I? When sin entered, we got that sin nature. It was passed down to all mankind. You can read about it in your leisure in Romans 5. I know I'm getting you a lot to read, but I'm trying to wrap it up, saints of God. You see, Adam, if we can say it this way, he was the driver of the bus of humanity. And when he drove the bus over the cliff, we went down with him. But as a result, we were separated from God. But God had a remedy. And his name is Jesus Christ. And he still has an open invitation today for mankind to come. In Isaiah, the first chapter, 18th verse, you can read this. He said, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. If you are lost this afternoon, it is because you want to remain in that condition. God has done everything that is necessary for the salvation of your soul. He's provided a perfect salvation. He loved you. He gave his son to pay the redemption price for you. He's calling man to come to him. And when you come, he has a perfect plan to save you. I can think of two detours that many people are trying to take right now. These are to build their own highway to God. It didn't work back in the Old Testament, and it ain't going to work now. But God's work, God wants us to work for him and to love him. Many today are trying to do good works. That's not going to work to get you in the kingdom of God. Religion itself cannot redeem or save your soul. Another dead-end road is when one bails on God by going the other way. They walk away from Almighty God. This hasn't worked for souls either. I know those who once served God, who were faithful to the cause of God. They allowed the cares of this world to drive them away from serving God. Now their lives are shipwrecked, so to speak. Their lives have spun out of control on the shoulder berm, and they have crashed into the guardrails of life. Now they're trying to get back to God, but can't seem to make that necessary change. I'm reminded of the words in Hebrews, the 6th chapter. Let's turn there just for a moment because we're coming to a close right now. And look at what he says there in that 6th chapter of Hebrews. He said in verse 4, "For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame." Also, in Matthew, the 12th chapter, Jesus said these words, "Oh, saints of God, it's a frightening thing. People tell you they're turning away from God. God did all these things for him, and now I'm going to go back to the devil." Jesus said there in Matthew 12:43, he said, "When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he say, if I will return into my house from whence I came out, and when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with him seven other spirits." If you couldn't deal with one devil, how are you dealing with seven?
That's right.
"Seven other more wicked." Not just wicked. He said more wicked than himself. "And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto the wicked generation." I say to you, don't allow the devil to keep you stuck in a false sense of security.
That's right.
Where you think that other alternative routes will get you into the kingdom of heaven. You see, we serve a benevolent God. And his word is final. And we have to follow his rules of the road, so to speak. As we bring this message to a close, our God is looking for a dedicated. He's looking for a holy and righteous people to walk on the highway of holiness. Where are you today? Are you trying to make it on your own? Have you gone off the highway to heaven? Whatever direction you take, if Jesus is not at the end of the roadway, it is the wrong way.
Amen.
He is the only way. Oh, saints of God, I know there are many highways in our city named after mankind who have died on that roadway due to an accident. But the Bible tells us there is only one highway to heaven, and that was purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
And that is the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those the wayfaring men, though fools shall err therein. God bless you is my prayer.
Praise our God.
God for his word.
Amen.
Thank him for his word today.
Amen.
A highway, a way of holiness.
Amen.
Amen. So if we're on the highway of holiness, pray, stay the course.
Stay,
don't get off track.
Amen.
Don't get off the track.
Amen.
We have to sing the song, "Where he leads me, I will follow." And he will never lead us anywhere but onto the highway of holiness.
Amen.
Amen.
And if we try to turn back, then we're not following him all the way.
Amen.
Praise our God. Amen. We're even told, I believe in the 23rd Psalm, we're told he restoreth my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for thy name's sake. It is, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. So when we're on this highway of holiness, we may be walking through the valley of the shadow of death. There may be infirmity. There may be sickness. But we're still on the highway of holiness. Even though we may be walking through the valley of the shadow of death, it said, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, because the Lord is right there with me. And we're told, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So we can get comfort on this highway of holiness. So we can say, oh, it's too hard to walk there. No, no. The Lord will sustain us. He'll hold us up. Praise our God. If you're not on the highway of holiness, you can get onto the highway of holiness. And I was looking, as Pastor Jenkins was preaching, I was looking at that 55th chapter of Isaiah. Verse 6, if you're not on the highway, you're told, seek ye the Lord while he may be found.
Amen.
Call ye upon him while he is near.
Amen.
Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. So you have to give up something. In order to get on this highway, you have to drop all that sinful baggage, because the highway of holiness has a straight gate. It's narrow. The highway of holiness is a gated community, if you want to think about it that way. And we have to enter in at the straight gate. And as Pastor preached, it's restricted, because we've got to be pure in heart. But it says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord. So that lets you know, even forsaking the thoughts. We were talking in our Sunday school lesson about being the temple of God, and not only sinful acts, but sinful thoughts, impure thoughts. Because the Lord knows the thoughts and intents of our heart. So the wicked man must forsake his way, in order to get on God's way of holiness, must forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. That verse 8 goes on to say, the Lord says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. So in order to be on the highway of holiness, in order to be on the way of holiness, we have to give up our way. Say, Lord, thy will be done in my life.
Amen.
Lord, I want to follow you all the way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
What shall we sing?
406.
Number 406 in the worship of the Lord. Shall we stand? There's room at the cross for you.
Mm-hmm.
Though millions have come, there's still room for one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's room at the cross.
Mm-hmm.
The cross of holy Jesus died is a shelter in which we can hide, and his grace so free is sufficient for me. And deep in his fountain, as wide as the sea, there's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the
found him a friend, and have turned from the sins they have sinned. The Creator fell away to walls in the gate, and welcome a sinner before it's too late. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. The hand of my Savior is strong, and the love of my Savior is long. Through sunshine or rain, through loss or in gain, the blood flows from Calvary to cleanse every stage. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room at the cross for you.
Amen. There's room.
Amen.
Whether you come because you're saying, what must I do to be saved?
Yeah.
There's room.
Mm-hmm.
And the cross is the only place that you can get the answer.
Amen.
If you're already saved,
mm-hmm.
and as Sister Webb prayed, Lord, if I'm falling short somewhere, Lord, I want you to quicken me. Lord, I want you to pull me up, dear Lord, to where I need to be, dear
Amen.
God, to be meet for the master's use. There is room at the cross.
Amen.
We come to the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We can get the help that we need.
Mm-hmm.
And we're told to come boldly to the throne of grace. There is room. Amen. And he said, come. Come. Amen. So that third verse said, the hand of my Savior is strong, and the love of my Savior is long. Through sunshine or rain, through loss or in gain. And if we're going to live godly for Christ Jesus, we're going to go through some sunshine and some rain. We're going to go through some loss and some gain. But it says, but the blood flows from Calvary to cleanse every stain. The blood flows from Calvary to give us comfort. The blood flows from Calvary to give us the strength and the grace that we need in order to be able to stand
Amen.
In these situations.
Amen.
Amen. So there is room at the cross. And even as a child of God, we can come crying to the Lord at the foot of the cross, knowing that the Lord is able to answer our plea. He can answer our humble cry if we'll just come. There are situations and things that happen to us in life, as even the song puts it, sunshine and rain. And we cannot solve these things. There are some that do not avail themselves of their privilege as a child of God. When we have a Father who can do all things, and we have an advocate in our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name is all power, and we find ourselves in a situation that is too much and overwhelming and too painful for us, and we don't take it to the Lord, then we're living beneath our privilege. If the Lord said that we can come and pour out our heart to him, amen, amen. Is there one with a need? Is there one? Or is there just one that needs strength? One that says, Lord, help me. Every day.
Every day.
Every day. Amen. Because I can't say, well, Lord, you helped me today, but I don't think I'm going to need you tomorrow. No, 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 no. Because we don't know what a day will bring. We don't even know if we'll be here tomorrow.
Amen.
So we need him every hour. Amen. We saw the upraised hands. We thank God that there is room at the cross. There was room when we first came, and there's still room. Amen. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We see our dear sister. Is there another? Amen. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Dear God, our Heavenly Father. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We're going to look to the Lord in prayer, even as we have those who are at the altar. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the assurance, dear God. Lord, that you will hear our humble cry, and Lord, you will supply our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, we're so thankful that we have Jesus who can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities, and was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And, Lord, that gives us the confidence to know, dear Father, Lord, that we can walk in this highway, dear God, this highway of holiness, dear God, without sin, dear Lord, knowing, dear God, that Jesus went the way before us, dear God, and his glory lingers near. Father, we thank you, dear God, for what you have done for us. We thank you, Lord, for being able to dwell in this land of Beulah. Blessed, blessed land of light, where the flowers bloom forever and the sun is always bright. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for showing us, dear God, your way of holiness. Thank you, dear God, for putting us, dear God, on the right path when we were on the wrong path. Thank you for the shed blood of your dear son, Jesus Christ, dear Father. Lord, whose blood atoned for us, Lord, that we might have access, dear God, to this way of holiness and the tree of life. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word, and we pray, dear God, that you would remember each upraised hand, dear God. Lord, you know, dear Father, what each of us stand in need of. Lord, you know, Lord, what we will encounter, Lord, on this walk on our way in the way of holiness. Lord, we don't know, dear God, but Lord, our confidence, Lord, is all in thee. Lord, our hope, Lord, is all in thee. And Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able, dear Father, to help us or to walk this way, dear God. Lord, this way of holiness, dear Father, Lord, that you have put us on. And we pray, dear God, that you would just continue, Lord, to lead, guide, and direct us. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would remember, Lord, those who are still, dear God, out there, dear Father, wandering around, dear God. Lord, they've not started their walk on the way to holiness, dear God. Lord, but the way that they're going, dear God, will lead to their destruction. Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would speak to hearts and minds. Lord, that you would speak to souls, dear God. Lord, that they would turn and seek you while you may be found and call upon you while you are near, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that your spirit will not always strive with man. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that they would seek you, dear God, Lord, for the very salvation of their souls, dear God. Lord, before it is everlasting too late, dear God. Because, Lord, if it is a minute too late, if it is a day too late or a year too late, dear God, Father, all you will say is, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Lord, we're praying, good God, that if it be possible, Lord, you would extend your mercy, dear Father, Lord, to souls, dear God, Lord, who are still lost and undone. And help us, Lord, to be witnesses unto thee. Give us the power, dear God, to be witnesses unto thee, Lord, Father, with whoever, Lord, you have to cross our path. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you the glory and we're going to give you the praise. We thank you, Lord, for your word today. We pray, dear God, that you would help us or to continue to feed upon it, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for Pastor Jenkins, Lord, of how you anointed her and touched her, dear God, with power from on high, dear God, to preach the word that you have given to her, dear God, even for the good of our souls. And we thank you, dear God, for letting her, Lord, be the watchman on the wall, even for us. Have your way, Lord, in us, Lord. And truly, Lord, we give you glory and thanks and praise, both now and forevermore. In the name of Christ Jesus, we ask it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise our God. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for his word. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves? Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God. Praise God. You think about how the Spirit of God works, how he touched Sister Jenkins and how his word was poured out. Not just a little bit, not just a damn, but in abundance so that we could have all that the Lord knows that we need. And we have some reading to do as well, just to undergird what was given to us. That's just the way the blessings of God come. Amen. He pours out his blessings. He showered us with his word, and he showers us with blessings that we can live what he wants us to live, that we can walk this way of holiness without feeling as though we don't have any guidance.
Amen.
We can't get lost on the way of holiness. Amen. Even as Pastor Jenkins said, we can't stumble on this way of holiness.
Amen.
Praise God. Our announcements for Sunday, November 7th. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23 says, "Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way." And that's exactly what happened today, is it not? We've been taught the good and the right way. The November turkey giveaway to the community is this Saturday, November 13th, starting at 9 a.m. If you plan to help pack boxes and bags. Please be here on Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. Amen. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls. Philippians 4:6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Amen. Wednesday night Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. And take care of your phone so that they're ready when it's time for Bible study. Let them get a little rest and then turn them back on. Amen. This girl said that. Don't go to sleep while you're waiting for the call. Amen. God bless you. Happy birthday blessings to Brother Byron Johnson.
Yeah.
November the 10th.
Amen.
That would be Wednesday, wouldn't it? Thank God. Amen. Thank and knowing how what God has brought our dear brother through, we're just praising God.
Amen.
That he is here.
Amen.
Amen. To get this close to another
Amen.
Birthday. Praise that we realize it's not here yet. So we're not gonna be presumptuous. But we're trusting God and thanking God and knowing what God has brought our dear brother through. And every time we see him, every time we hear his voice on the phone, every time he's teaching us, every time he's standing here praying, it's just a testimony to the of God's goodness and God's power. And so we just thank God. So the observance of your birthday is special. We just thank God for you. Amen. And continue to pray for Brother Byron as he Wednesday night that he brings the word to us.
And
food pantries. Yes. Amen. Also, Sister Maria Belton, whose birthday is Thursday, November the 11th. So thank the Lord. Praise our God. Praise God. I remember that she always used to share a birthday with Sister Pack. Amen. So we thank God and wish her a happy birthday when you see her. Amen. Bus drivers for November. We thank God for blessing Sister Melita. We prayed for her last week, not knowing if there'd be someone riding on the bus, but we still lift our drivers up in prayer. And so we ask you to pray for Sister Millicent. And I'm going to, even though Brother Mann's name is not on there, I will still say, and Brother Mann, because I know that if he were able, he'd still be riding right there with her. So remember, lift up Sister Millicent in prayer. Sister Millicent and Brother Mann this week in prayer for being drivers. Our thought for today, a mistake that makes you humble is better than an achievement that makes you arrogant. Amen again. Praise our God. Thank the Lord. Thank God for his goodness and thank God for service this day. Amen. It was very good. I think how the Lord, that the Lord created in the beginning, and he said it was very good. And I just thank God for his presence today from Sunday school all the way through. And just thank the Lord for each one of you. And I continue to pray for you and continue to pray for me. And pray for Saturday for the turkey giveaway. Amen.
Be here Saturday at what time is the turkey?
The turkey giveaway begins at 9, so we should be here if we're going to work. 7:30 or 8 o'clock, no later than that, because people will start lining up, the cars and so on. So I don't know if I know what last year Officer Todd. He'll be here. Amen. And he was a help last year because the cars were kind of out in the street, out on Palmola, and he got them organized and so on. So we thank God. And just pray for that work. Right? And that is a work of the congregation as a whole. There are those who will be out there helping to pass them out or pack the bags and so on. But the whole congregation has been putting money in the canister all year long. As a matter of fact, there were some, if memory serves me, last year in November, we'd had the turkey giveaway, and the very next Sunday, very next day, there were those who were putting money in the canister again. So that's a work of faith as well. And so there are those who faithfully, like every month, are putting money, sending their turkey money in, and it's gone into the canister, and so we thank God. This is the work of God by our entire congregation. Amen. And so we want God to get the glory out of it all. And along with that, as she did last year, Pastor Jenkins ordered 100 Bibles. So Bibles will also be going into the bags with the sweet potatoes and the green beans and so on. The word of God. And last year, I believe there was one lady, or maybe a couple of them who got, they were very excited about getting a Bible. by getting the word of God. And so we're just encouraged about that. So we just thank God for that. So just continue to pray that the Lord will get the glory out of it all, and that there are some souls that will be encouraged, will be drawn to come to hear the word of God.
And on Friday, we're due to pick them up at Myers around 4, between 4 and 4:30. So we will call when we're on our way. He's just going to do the trailer in the garage.
Like last year, he had the turkeys in the trailer, and then Brother Tony backed the trailer into the garage, and then we locked the garage. And because it's November, it's cool, so the turkeys are solidly frozen, so they keep very well out there, and they were still frozen solid the next day. So we thank God, but we do need to have the space in there to get the trailer, back the trailer in, and so we thank God. Yes.
I waited for the Lord. I waited for the Lord.
Amen.
And then that is a great change.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank God.
Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
Yes, he does. Amen. Praise God. Shall we stand? Amen. We'll be dismissed. Brother Mann, would you dismiss us in prayer, please?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yes.
Thank you for
Thank
you, Lord, for
Amen. Yes. Amen. Thank the Lord.
God. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I'm keeping